Christ is baptized. People speak of being committed to Jesus Christ, to live a life committed to Christ, committed to His way, committed to His truth, and committed to His life, to follow Him, to live as He calls us to live, to believe in what He taught us to believe, and to walk in the way that He knows best for us. This feast, this holy day of Theophany, reminds us again of our Lord's commitment to us. That His coming to be baptized is a sign that He is all in with us. He's totally committed to us, given to us. He's going to enter into our sins. He's going to enter into our condition. He's going to come into our world and sanctify it and purify it again and make it again a place of communion with God. He's once again going to restore the right order of things, to begin the process of healing of all of nature and of each one of us humanly in our human nature that He has committed to us all the way. And this should be a comfort. This should be a reassurance, especially in the dark days, to remember in the light, to remember in this light, the light of these holy days and of this holy day, remember in the darkness of our sufferings and our struggles in a fallen world that our Lord has come as light to us and has given us His light and indeed is with us every step of the way. When we don't feel that, it's often more to do with our own state and our own mental state and our own thought, habits, than it is to do with Christ. He does not abandon us. He does not leave us. He is ever with us. Lo, I will be with you always, He promised. He gives us to Himself through holy water. The reason we have holy water is because Christ was baptized. This is just another sign of His presence. And when we bring the holy water into our homes, we're inviting Christ and His sanctity and His holiness and the grace that He carries, inviting that into our homes as well. And He wants to be with us. He wants to bless and touch every corner of our homes and of our lives and of our very being and give Himself to us completely. He wants to give more than we really want. And that's the crisis. That's the challenge for each of us. That God has so much more in store for us, so much more of an abundance of grace and blessings and life abundant that He wants to pour out on us. But we run and hide and we resist and we're too busy. And we have other things that we've decided are more essential. Or we've allowed ourselves to be tricked into thinking that way. But He has and He is ready to pour out on us. Just as we pour out water on our heads today, Christ is ready to pour out grace upon grace abundantly upon each and every one of us to give the true life, the life eternal, the life everlasting, to you and I, and to all of us gathered in the holy body of Christ and His holy church. May we rejoice and be glad in this day. May the holy water enlighten our spirits and lighten our hearts and give us the joy of our Lord, the one who comes to be baptized, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world and takes away our sins to renew our life in Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joyous feast day!